Mike was always fond of mayhem. Mike always had a fascination with kicking and hitting and stomping. His biggest kick was being drafted, going off to kill the enemy in the Korean War. The only problem was, when the enemy was dead, Mike turned the gun on his own troop. Certifiably insane, he was sent to Cedar Hill to live out his life in a straitjacket. But the story never ends. When Mike arrived, he needed 8 pints of blood. Blackie, the newest inmate at the time, was the only available donor. Soon after, Blackie disappeared off the face of the earth. Mike's comic collection began to rot, but Mike never grew any older, nor the nurse who kept Mike to herself.